Chapter 2, verse 5. How many got standing faith? Yeah. What do you mean by standing faith, Brother Ron? Faith that just won't move, that holds course. You got to have a standing faith that says, listen, I will not be moved. I'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. I'm going to stay right here until I get what I'm expecting from God. Well, how are you going to stand there? How do you stand when you're supposed to move? Anybody ever felt the earth move under their feet? It looks like the thing you're standing in just shaking all over the place. You don't know. Everything seems real shaky. God told you to be there, but it seems like it's shaking under your feet. Write that down. We're talking about a standing faith because you're going to face some things in your life. You're going to face some things in your ministry. You're going to face some things that, listen, faith just tells you to stand there and wait it out. Everybody write down the word outstanding. I want you to get that in your spirit. All outstanding people are people that have the ability to outstand the devil's onslaught. You know the devil doesn't have the ability to wait it out. You know the devil doesn't have the gift of patience. When you're in a battle with the devil, let me tell you what, just wait him out. You know why? Because he doesn't have the ability to renew himself. But your strength is renewed like the eagle day by day. So just get in the word. You'll wear them out. How did you win, Brother Ron? I just outstood the sucker, and I decided to be outstanding. Many people you're seeing standing in blessings today, they're not standing because they're so intelligent, so bright, but they just wouldn't be moved. Say, I'm not going anywhere. God told me to be right here. I don't care what happens around me. I will not be moved from my place of faith. And you're not going to be able to stand sometime with worldly wisdom. And the wisdom of mankind, because worldly wisdom will tell you sometimes, run. How many had to stand for some things? I mean, it looked impossible, impossible situations. And the world will say, boy, I would have given up on that a long time ago. I would have quit. I would have packed it up and just said, forget it. Well, many people give out because they're trying to stand in the wisdom of men. Worldly wisdom looks at what you got and says, you can't make it. Worldly wisdom listens to what everybody else says in town about you and says, hey, you'll never do anything. Somebody said, wisdom of man. See, your faith's not going to be able to stand in what other people think. Listen, what you got, the world didn't give it to you. God gave it to you. Amen. What they can give you, they can take back. But what God gives you, can't no man, no woman, no boy, girl, take it from you. Your blessing that God blesses you with, God's gifts and blessings, that gifts of the Lord are without repentance. That means he ain't going to change his mind about it later. See, you can think your way out of your blessing. You can think, see, when you're standing for something and you're believing for something, you got to guard your mind. Put your mind on Jesus. He that keeps his mind on him, God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. So you can stand by faith, not in the wisdom of the world, not in the wisdom of men, but you can stand by faith in peace. Surround me in your peace as you wait. How many of you are waiting on something? Anybody in here waiting for something? You know, if you're not waiting in faith, you know what you're doing? You're living by fate. There are a lot of people that are living not by, they call it faith. It's not faith, it's fate. Whatever happens, let it happen. But you need to have a hope and you need to have an expectation. You got to wait for it no matter what comes, no matter what the circumstance looks like, no matter what the situation looks like. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He'll bring it to pass. I tell our people, listen, we talked about a message a while back. Say, listen, even though you die, still wait. There was one person that was believed that was sick, and his family was believing God. They were believing God and said, go get Jesus and tell Jesus to get here. And on the way, Jesus got a little caught up in somebody else's faith issue. And he was a little late. He was so late that the man that was waiting on him died. Deadlines. Anybody ever had deadlines before? I mean, you got a deadline. Anybody? Am I speaking to anybody this morning? If it doesn't come through, if you don't hurry up, God, it's all going to be over. People tell that to God and expect God to shake in his boots. God is not moved by deadlines. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because God is the author of all times. He can do whatever he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. All you got to do is stand. There have been many deadlines that I've faced in life. Many deadlines up to the point that you just got to stand there anyhow and say, listen, all he said was stand. I'm going to stand. Well, they were waiting on God, and this man was sick. He said, Lord, if you don't hurry up, this thing's getting worse. If you don't hurry up and get here, it's just going to be all over. But God knew what he had the ability to do. And this man died. Now, you know, when you die, many people think it's over. Resurrection power. I'm talking to people that look like you've lost something that you want to get back again. There have been some situations that look like it's all packed up and all over, and God said, no, it's never over. It's not over till God says it's over. Amen. Your stuff can be packed up, padlocked, no breath. So here this man's laying in a tomb and it was all over and packed up. Jesus said, come forth. Let me tell you what, even those things that look like it's packed up and over with, God, and it dies, God can speak to your grave this morning and speak that thing back to life again. It's not over. Say, the word of God never died. If you got a promise, you think you missed the promise, you think you missed your blessing, you've missed your time, and I tell you what, just take Jesus to the place where you left it and speak to it and say, live! You can get your future back. You can get your destiny back. It's never over. So you stand in faith even though it looks like it's hopeless, even though your deadline's passed, you stand there anyhow. The best way to get out of a situation is just obey God. Close your eyes and do what God wants you to do. Outstand the devil, so that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See, how many of you going to grab some stuff by faith? You're going to grab businesses by faith. You're going to grab divine health by faith. You're going to grab prosperity by faith. You're going to grab healing by faith. But your faith is not going to be able to stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now let's jump on over to Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Don't put your faith in the wisdom of men. You better get your faith in the power of God. Woo, because the power of God will never let us down. Say, I got total faith in power of God. I've got total faith in the power of God. That means I don't shout anymore when I see something happen than when I don't see something happen. Because I'm not moved by what I see, hear, or feel, but I'm moved by the word of God. God says it, I jump to it right away. The minute God says it, I'm doing it. It's done. Follow orders. You'll get a lot done. Come on, Brother Jesse.
And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But when Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it.
What am I here to say? I want to tell you something. Listen. He said to her, thy faith, my faith. Jesus said to her, thy faith hath made thee whole. My faith will do what I want God to do. Say, God has already done it, but my faith will bring it into manifestation. She said, honey, your faith has done it. And one thing he went to her in Matthew chapter 28. And when he came into the house, the blind man came to him. Oh, here's another story. Matthew 9:28. And Jesus saith unto him, believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, yes, I do. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. See, many people just stop believing that God is able to do anything. And he is able to do anything. How many believe that God can do anything? Yes. How many have everything happen to you? Yes. How many believe that God can bless you with $1 million? Yes. Do you have $1 million? How many believe God wants to bless you with riches and abundance? Yes. Well, how many of you don't got it? It's not enough just to believe that he's able to do it. There was one scripture in the Bible that says even the devils believe that God can do anything. They believe he can get a devil out. They believe he can get you healed. But it's not enough just to believe. You've got to get to the point to where your belief turns into faith. He said, now according, he said, that's nice. He asked me, first of all, they believe that God could do it. And he said, now according to your faith, let it be done unto you. You must build a faith foundation before you can stand in faith. We're talking about standing in the power of God. How many want God to do something? How many of you want to walk in the blessings of God and walk in the Word of God? How many want to bring the Word to pass, bring it from the inside out? Well, before you can bring that Word out, you've got to build the faith foundation. If you believe in God for a miracle, you got, how many got a hope? We should, I got hope out here too. We could talk about hope, but you got to have a hope, an expectation. What do you expect God to do? What are you expecting? What are you believing God to do? Anybody got an expectation? Every day I get up, there's an expectation. I don't let a week go by without an expectation. I don't live by faith. When I get up that week, I say, I expect this to happen, and I apply my faith to it. That's called living by faith. Living by the Word. I come to church, and I hear the Holy Ghost just like you hear the Holy Ghost. And I hear what God's saying, and I put that on the inside of my spirit and say, now I got an expectation. Listen, turn it into hope. Any hopeless people this morning? You know God is our hope. You know God's got hope for you. God's got a future for you. I know the plans that I have for you. Plans just to see you wander around, never receive anything. Plans to see you sick and despondent. Plans to see you under and never on time. Plans to see your family destroyed. But God's got a plan to bless you. And you got to hear that plan with your ears. You got to hear the plan of God with your ears. You got to hear the Word of God with your ears. And as that plan is spoken, it will bring a picture on the inside of your spirit, and you start to get a hope on the inside. Amen. And then when you get it, you can't bring anything to pass until it's on the inside of you. Amen. We used to tell people, you can't seize it. S-E-I-Z-E. How many want to seize the promise of God? Grab a hold of it. Well, you can't seize anything from God until you see it in the spirit. Say, when I see it, I can seize it. But I can't seize it until I see it. There are a lot of people that are just, the blessings of God are all around them. The word of faith is so close to them. And it's so sad to see them never grab those things and bring those things to pass. You can come to church all you want to, but until you allow the Word of God to form the Word, the vision of God's plan in your life on the inside of you, till the light comes on the inside, the Word of God is the candle of the Spirit, isn't it? The Word of God will enlighten your spirit. What do you mean, Brother Rob? The Word of God will enlighten our spirit, or it's a candle of the Spirit. It turns a light on the inside. When the Word of God gets on the inside of your spirit, lights come on, and you're going to find stuff on the inside of you already. God's not making up stuff for you every Sunday. The Word of God's just coming on, and the more words you get inside, the lighter it gets. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. And we're not of this world, we're of the spirits. We're going to start to live from the inside out. I'm preaching Christ. See, Paul said, if I preach Christ and him crucified, the more I can talk about many things. I can talk about money, I can talk about healing, I can talk about riches, but you need to hear about Jesus. Because when you hear about Jesus, he'll get that on the inside of your spirit. And when he gets on the inside of the spirit, he'll light up everything. He'll light up every dream. He'll light up every promise. He'll bring to remembrance everything he's ever spoken of you. You need the light on the inside. There's something within me. I'm just going to put some light down there. We're not going up to heaven looking through the clouds. Oh, this one needs a blessing. That one needs a blessing. We're bringing heaven down and speaking it into your heart. Now he gets on the inside of your heart. Something's going to light up. Yeah. And when you start to see it on the, it's there already. Your miracle's in you already. Your provision's in you already. Your breakthrough's in you already. God's already provided. Like we sang that song, He's already provided. Everything I need, He's already provided. Where is it? It's on the inside of you. And we speak the word of faith to you that you'll be able to see those things that are on the inside of you. And you start to see them. I want you to see them so good on the inside of you, you just can't help but talk about it. And when you start talking about the things that you see on the inside, you'll be able to have them. You must believe before you receive. Believe before you receive. How many like Brother Smith Wigglesworth? He was a rough cut, wasn't he? Huh? Brother Wigglesworth said, when the gift of faith is in manifestation, you will know what you are going to do beforehand. It's not faith until you know what's going to happen. Faith is not guessing. Faith is not wondering. Faith, look, somebody said, blind faith. There is no such thing as blind faith. I don't walk in blind faith. That's crazy. I can see what's going to happen. I hear it, and then I apply myself to it, and I know what's going to come to pass. Say, I will not walk in blind faith. I know what's happening. The only thing I don't know about, the stuff that's so big that I couldn't conceive it. There are certain things in your life, the only, see, God, the good things have gone. It's so huge, you can't conceive it. But your spirit sees it. But He'll reveal it unto you. And as He reveals it unto you, it will come to pass. You must know how to hold on to what God has given you, because the devil will try to steal it from you. You got to know how to hold fast. What a powerful word. See, when God tells you to stand, that means He knows something. Amen. Whose report are you going to believe? They say they're going to put me out. Stand. He said, if my husband said he's going to leave me, if I don't get this, blah, 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 stand. Whose report? You got to get to the point to where the word of God is final authority in your life. And that little thing that you thought was your way out, when that thing falls through. Many people have their confidence and hope in other people. And they think God's going to use this one, God's going to use that one. And sometimes they don't come through the way you thought they were going to come through. Then you give it up. I'm not going to give it up just because what God didn't move in the way I thought He was going to move. He's still going to do it, but He's going to do it His way. Hold fast. Oh, that's the word of the Holy Ghost right now. How many are strong in faith this morning? How many are strong in faith this morning? I encourage you by the Holy Ghost to hold fast the promise of God. Hold fast. Buckle up. When a ride gets rough and the bull feels like it's trying to kick you off, hold fast. Hold on. It's coming. Any day now. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hold fast the profession of faith without wavering. See, many people got faith one day and no faith the next day. Now listen, not only do we want you to get a little bit of faith and get a little bit of belief, but I want you to get faith and hold on to it like a dog on a bone. Just don't let go. Many people have missed their blessing from God because they let go of it. And don't just hold on to it, but you better hold on without wavering. We got a lot of people that hold and waver, hold and waver, hold and waver. Hold on without any wavering. Don't you waver anymore. Be stable in it. When it looks like it's going to fall apart, still hold on. Say, don't waver. Don't change your mind. Don't change your direction. Hold on. If He didn't say anything else, don't do anything else. Hold on fast without wavering. Don't you let it go for 1 minute, for one split second. Don't let a negative confession come out of your mouth. Don't give heed to it. Say, I can't afford to let go. Because this thing that I'm believing God for, this thing that I got my faith in, it is my miracle. It's a seed of faith. And that seed is the miracle, and I care enough about it that I refuse to waver on it. I'm not going to miscarry my blessing. Nope. Stop wavering in your faith. Amen. Just don't let go. You might not got the faith for it, but you're going to have the actions for it. Shut up and hold fast. Amen. Without wavering. Amen? Amen. Many people are pouting and crying. They just about right there, and they start whining and complaining.
But it is. It is. Nothing happened. Everything's all messed up.
We ain't got time to cry about nothing. Better get back up on and hold to it. Let me tell you something. Many times you believe God for something. You stepped out in faith. You think everything's going to be peaches and cream because you stepped out in faith in it. How many of you had to get healing and you got supernaturally healed? And as soon as you got back to the car, you felt that same pain again. You prayed about it and it went good for 4 hours. And the next day, here he comes home drunk again. Symptoms. How many of you went back to slavery because you saw some symptoms? There's one thing I got written here. Symptoms after you believe. Negative symptoms and negative signs after you believe. I saw a TV show yesterday on bounty hunters. People jump bail and they send bounty hunters to hunt them out. Anybody know what a bounty hunter is? That's me. Somebody hunts you down. And they don't have to abide by the same laws that everybody else abides by. They are going to take you back to jail. They will hunt you down and find you. Let me tell you what symptoms are. How many got symptoms? How many got you believe in God going to make you blessed and put you on top and all of a sudden it hasn't changed? You believe in God to deliver your family and all of a sudden they start acting up again. But I've been believing God and it got worse. Here's another bill. He just told me off. She just cussed me out. I'm believing God. I don't have any money. What's going on? What's going on? Somebody say, symptoms. Those are just bounty hunters. And see, many times people let the bounty hunter symptoms become bounty. Your situation of doubt, your situation that may cause you to quit, might cause you to give up. Symptoms are nothing but bounty hunters to take you back into bondage and slavery. But you don't have to go. You don't have to receive the bounty hunters. Don't let them get to you. Don't let them move. You say, I'm here by faith and I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving. Somebody say, you're just a bounty hunter trying to take me back. I'm depressed again. No, it's a bounty hunter trying to take you back. I ain't going nowhere. And if you would stand that bounty hunter, provision will be right there. You better believe there are some bounty hunters out there for you. If you want to go back, the devil don't want to let you go easily. If he had you sick and impoverished for years and you're going to get away one day, he's not going to try to get you back in. He's going to try to come back on you. But you got to learn to withstand it. Say, I'm still healed. I don't receive this symptom. I don't receive this in Jesus' name. I'm not going to let it move me. I have not gone back. This is just a bounty hunter trying to take me back into doubt and unbelief and back into slavery. Say, I don't receive it. We're trying to get your faith developed to the point where you can hear it on Sunday, and by the time you come back on Wednesday, it's already started to happen. Yeah. Friday, you know it's coming, and you're just expecting a celebration on it. And you just praise God for what he's done. It'll produce. Just giving you something to work on. What you verbalize will be your manifestation. Not what you're believing on the inside. I don't care what you're believing on the inside. Listen, what you verbalize will be your manifestation. What are you saying about your situation? Are you talking about your bounty hunters? Some say, out-talk them. You know you can out-talk the devil. Whenever the devil came at Jesus with a temptation, whenever the devil came at him, Jesus said, it's written. You got to be a quick talker in this thing. You're the one with authority. The devil will say all he wants to say, but it's not going to happen until you repeat it. Say, I'll talk the devil. My mind's just so confused, I just can't get these thoughts out. Why? Because you let the devil do all the talking. When the devil comes at you with those negative thoughts, when depression comes on, you get out your Bible. You might want to get out a color-coded Bible or something. Say, you know, when your flesh is starting to speak to you, say, uh-oh, I'm starting to get a little nervous. Somebody say, I got to get something in my mouth. Out-talk the devil. Start talking healing scriptures. Well, say, I've been believing all this stuff, but nothing's happening. Well, what you're talking about? What are you confessing? The more you, the faster you confess and the more you confess, the more the things will manifest. Confession is real today. And confession means that. What do you mean by confession? Just start to confess something. Life is getting better every day because of Jesus Christ. Today is a good day because of Jesus Christ. I'm going over and I'm not going under. I have more than enough. Confession. How many are ready to see something? See, people give up so easily. I don't understand this. Why do people give up so easily? I've seen people believe God for promises and things, and all of a sudden they don't mean anything anymore. 3 years. How many of you have given up on stuff in the last year? Don't let go of your faith. Don't let go. It have great recompense and reward. Talk about what you see in the spirit, not about what you feel in the natural. How many are ready to see something happen? But God wants you to have a hope. And you're not going to get that hope until you hear the word of God preached to you. I want everybody to do something. Two scriptures I want you to read. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. For we are what? What are we? Let's read that one more time. We are what? By what? What are we saved by? What are we saved by? Salvation means what? Peace, prosperity, healing. So we are saved by hope. Wow. Saved by hope. If you study what the word salvation means, how many got some situation you need to be saved out of? Stuff you need to be saved out of. I mean, it looks like you're ready to go under. Save me. I'm sinking. You need some deliverance from some stuff. You know, you need deliverance from poverty. You need deliverance from sickness. You need deliverance from disease. You need deliverance. You need deliverance from wicked enemies. People that speak against you. Oh, my Lord. Deliverance. Saved. When you're in stuff you can't get out of yourself, you need to be saved. Let me tell you what your salvation is. Hope. How many need to be rescued? Listen, you can be on a stranded island where you can't find a way out. All the doors can be trapped. And the devil says, I'll keep you there as long as you go along living without hope. God can do nothing for you unless you grab a hold of his hope. God is going to use hope to give you deliverance and to give you salvation. Do not give up hope ever. Hope is the word of God alive in your spirit. Keep the hope of your healing. That hope is an earnest expectation of what you want God to do. I'm not going to let the devil steal my hope and my expectancy. I expect it to come to pass. We are saved by hope. Get around people that have strong hope and strong expectation. If you're here around this ministry, you're working here, well, sow in hope. Sow with an expectation. How many need something to happen in your life? Expect it. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is not seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he wait for it? But if we hope for what we see not, then we do wait, then we with patience wait for it. Doesn't that sound like stand fast? And you got to hope you can wait patiently for it. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever thing were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through what? And comfort, patience, and comfort of the what? Hold on now. See, many people don't wait. And many people don't have comfort. See, many people are ready to go out of their mind and get all crazy because they have no patience and they have no comfort. And the reason why they have no patience is because they refuse to get into the scriptures. You got to get into the word that you might be able to have. The word of God will give you patience if you don't have it. It'll give you stick-to-it power. You can anchor yourself in the word where you won't move. How many need patience? Read it. When you read it, you eat it. So through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have what? Might have what? So the scripture and the word of God gives us what? If you've lost hope, you can get it back. The word of God will get on the inside of you and light some stuff up, and you'll start to see what God wants to do again. And you'll find out, you know, when you get outside of the word and you don't get into the word and you forget that Jesus is a healer. You forget that he's a way maker and a miracle worker. And you'll lose your hope. But God wants to restore your hope and your courage. What does God want to do? Restore hope and courage to you. And he can only do that by the word of God. I'm here for anybody this morning that doesn't expect anything good to happen. How many of you want a better life?
Amen.
I want to pray with anybody right now. Brother Rod, I heard that word this morning. And hope is a gift from God. The devil's been lying to me and telling me that there's nothing there. But the word of God says that there is something within me. There's a hope within me. Amen. I need Jesus to come in and fellowship with my spirit that I might be able to see the good things of God. I need to jump down from the attic of my mind into the depth of my spirit and see God's plan. And I want my hope back. And I want my joy back. In Jesus' name. I expect God to do great things. I don't want to be one without a hope and without an expectation. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak to the vision. I speak to the dream, Father God. I speak to the destiny, Father God. The Bible says, Lord, faithful are you who begun a good work to complete it in Jesus' name, Father God. And Lord, when you created these individuals, Father God, when you created these beings, Father God, you spoke a good future over them and a good destiny over them, Father God. I pray that the word of God would light up within their spirit, Father God, to show them all that's within them, Father God. All the potential, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Let them see their potential, Father God. Father God, don't let them look at the outward circumstance or the outward situation, Father God. But let them look within to the place where you abide, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.